You're listening to the Circularity Capital podcast, where we explore the trends that are enabling the transition to a circular economy. You'll hear from Circularity Capital partners, company executives, and other experts as we investigate how we can leverage capital and insight to support growth and innovation in the circular economy. I'm your host, Jamie Butterworth. On today's episode, we'll be discussing artificial intelligence and its potential to transform the food sector. We'll hear from World Resource Institute food waste expert Liz Goodwin, Ian Nolan of Circularity Capital, and Mark Zorns of Winnow to learn more about solutions to combat food waste through artificial intelligence and object recognition. Dr. Liz Goodwin is a senior fellow and the director of food loss and waste at WRI. She's also one of the people behind the Champion 12.3 initiative, the aim of which is to halve global food waste by 2030. Liz serves as the chair of the London Waste and Recycling Board and is tasked with supporting London's goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2050. Hi, Liz. Thanks very much for joining us on the podcast.
Hi, it's good to be here. Thank you for wanting to talk about food waste.
Excellent. Well, yeah, as a first question, I guess I'm keen to get an idea from you and some insight into what is the size of the food waste challenge globally? What are we actually talking about here?
So food waste and loss is a truly horrific story. It's estimated that around a third of all the food that is produced is wasted or lost at some point from the point at which it's ready to be harvested through to us not eating it as householders and throwing it away.
And what does that look like in terms of the kind of supply chain impact? So I guess we require a lot of resources to actually produce that food and get that through the supply chain to the point where it's being used and consumed.
Yeah, I mean, it is, the numbers are shocking. If food waste was a country, the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that result from food waste is about 8% of total greenhouse gas emissions. So it would be the third largest country after the United States and China, if it was a country. Food waste accounts for a quarter of the water that's used in agriculture. And you can just imagine the land that's wasted and all the human labour involved in producing that food, which is ultimately then lost. But I think what's even more worrying is if we think about the fact that we have a growing population, and how are we going to feed 10 billion people by 2050 with this level of waste and loss? We already know that we have a massive shortfall in the amount of food that we produce. We don't produce enough food to feed those 10 billion people using the food system we have today with all the food waste we have today. We don't have enough land available to do it. And we certainly can't cope with the level of greenhouse gas emissions that are associated with food waste at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think we've reached this point? I mean, one question would be, what are the flaws in our system that have allowed us to get to the point where we waste so much food?
I think it's because the systems have just evolved over time. So we now got some quite long supply chains where the communications up and down the supply chains is not perfect. The decisions made by one part of the supply chain have an impact on another part of the supply chain that they're completely unaware of. I think the price of food, to be honest, is too cheap in comparison to our incomes in developed countries. So as a percentage of what we earn, it's a relatively modest amount, and therefore food can be wasted. So a lot of people, it really doesn't hit them. And I think basically, we've lost our connection with food. We don't realise the effort that went into producing the food. Often people don't realise where it came from. And we've been trained in a way to expect a total abundance. We expect to be able to go into the supermarkets any time of the day, even half an hour before the shop is shutting, and still be able to buy what we want to buy 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, actually, in terms of how much we expect. And what are the largest sources of food waste? And are there any particular areas that we should be targeting in order to address this problem? And I guess within that would be, what's the business opportunity for companies to start to address this problem? Why would they be looking at it?
Well, there is a very clear business case for all businesses in the supply chain. WRI did a piece of work a couple of years ago that demonstrated there was a median of 14 to 1 payback for businesses. It varied where you were in the supply chain, but there is a huge business case. I think one of the reasons people are not taking action is they're not sufficiently aware of it. And a lot of businesses are so focused on doing the day-to-day job, they think that having some food loss or food waste is actually just a part of doing business, which is not true. And I think we need to challenge that that sort of belief and that perception. In the developed countries, the biggest single source of food waste is householders. So if you look narrowly at the UK, we estimate that around 70% of the food waste that's generated in the UK comes from UK households. The supply chain is then important, but in developing countries, then the supply chain and food losses in the supply chain are far more important. So you get far more loss in terms of getting the food safely from the farm through the supply chain to the householder.
Understood.
And then within all of that, there's other big sources which can be very influential. For example, the hospitality and restaurant sector, very influential because they can act as role models and help householders to realise how important food is, what portion sizes should be. They can make sure that they're role-playing the best practice.
Thank you, Les. And could you finally say a few words about kind of food waste with regards to the activities of the World Resources Institute? Why are you focusing on this area and kind of what are you doing at the moment to influence this topic?
So it's a very important area for WRI because of that question of how on earth do you feed 10 billion people in a sustainable way? If we don't tackle the issue of food loss and waste, we will never achieve the climate change targets that we're all expecting to be able to achieve to keep global warming down and to keep climate change under control. So it is very important. In terms of what we're doing, the thing I spend a lot of my time doing is trying to support the Champions 12.3 initiative. So there's a UN Sustainable Development Goal 12.3, which is to halve global household food waste and reduce food loss in the supply chain by 2030. And Champions 12.3 was set up as a coalition of leaders from across the world, from private sector, public sector, and NGOs, who are all committed to trying to make sure that we achieve that goal. And so my biggest focus at the moment is trying to make sure that that initiative delivers to its full potential.
Fantastic. Liz, thank you very much. That's been really informative and really helpful to get your insight into this topic.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. And good luck with the ongoing work, because this is going to require lots of activity by lots of people to make a difference.
That was Liz Goodwin of WRI on the Global Food Waste Challenge. Next, we're going to be discussing how we can approach this issue, what solutions are out there, and how can we scale them to meet the size of this challenge. I'm joined here today by Circularity Capital partner Ian Nolan. Ian will be introducing us to Winnow, an AI-based solution which cuts commercial food waste in half through data analysis and object recognition. So Ian, to start off, can you tell me a bit more about the data enabling space within the context of the circular economy?
Sure. We think about the circular economy in terms of a number of different types of businesses, but in fact, data enabling companies are a really important one of these. And their solutions for the circular economy really are about using the power of data analytics and often allied with machine learning, really with a view to determining where value is lost so that the system can then be optimized.
So can you give me an example of that?
Yeah, sure. Maybe start in the energy industry. The energy industry is going through a huge transformation at the minute. There are three components of that, really, three things happening. Decentralization, which is about the generation of energy becoming more distributed. digitalization and decarbonization. So really, it's becoming a much, much more complex system, and the data analytics is incredibly important to optimize that much more complex system, which goes to pricing, for example, for renewable energy. Within the built environment, it's about having much, much better information about where buildings are using energy and how the energy that they need can be used much more efficiently to avoid wasted resources. Within agriculture, to take one more sector, it's about things like precision agriculture, again, harnessing data to optimize, in that case, input resources and to increase yields.
Thank you, Ian. And so how does this play out when we're talking about food waste?
So food waste is a really interesting example. If you take the food system from farm to fork, there is lots of waste right along that path. And a lot of that is driven by a lack of high quality data. So, for example, in the catering industry, there has to date been very little measurement of what is being thrown away, either before it's presented on the plate to the end customer or by the customer. And what we're starting to see is some really interesting data analytics companies using the power of AI to really start to measure that. And of course, measurement is crucial. You know, what you start to measure, you can start to manage, and you can start to drive out a lot of the waste through that technique.
Ian sat down for a conversation with Mark Zorns, CEO of Winnow, to explore how technology can help companies address the food waste challenge and even turn this into a commercial opportunity. Let's have a listen.
So Mark, how did we get to the point where we're wasting one third of all the food that we produce?
So I think what's interesting to really understand in terms of context of this is that until around 2010, we didn't even have an understanding of how much food was thrown away around the world. When I was doing work for the McKinsey Global Institute, we were trying to inquire with experts around how much food waste occurred at various points along the supply chain. And it wasn't until we found some groundbreaking work that the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, did called Food Waste and Losses that said it's somewhere between 25 to 40% of all food waste. And since then, more data has come out to suggest that the economic cost of that is about $1.2 trillion a year, according to Boston Consulting Group, and will grow to about $1.5 trillion by 2030. If you look at the food waste issue, what you find is that there are different root causes depending on if you are in an advanced economy or if you're in a developing economy. And so, you know, if you're in a fast growth economy, an emerging economy, what is grown is basically eaten or sort of harvested, and what gets to a home is eaten. But there's lots of inefficiency in the supply chain and in markets that mean that a lot of food is effectively lost along the way. And that means there's a big opportunity for things like cold storage, better post-harvest sort of storage, be able to reduce those losses from occurring. And some of that is classic technologies, but some of it is also thinking about how do we leapfrog what we've historically been using and identify solutions which are lower capital investment, maybe more cost-effective to solve those problems. The problem is really turned on its head when you begin to look at advanced economies. What you find is that we have incredibly efficient ways of transporting food and storing food. There's very little loss along the way. But in farms, there is a significant portion of food that is not harvested, really for two key reasons. One is they're not fit for what they want to gather, meaning they are ugly or other elements like that, or because of just supply and demand, too much is grown and they are unable to find a market in time for that. And then the other side is that when it gets to the point of consumption, and broadly I would outline that as consumer-facing businesses and homes, there is a tremendous amount of waste that occurs. And part of that is we live in a world of abundance, and I think that food is not properly valued. People have different habits. There are different demands sort of that they have on their lives. And so effectively, we end up wasting a significant amount of food. In the U.S., some work by a group called ReFed was done that suggests that about 15% of all food waste in the U.S. happens at farms. and about 80% of all food waste happens pretty much evenly split between consumer-facing businesses, supermarkets and hospitality, and then in homes. And so in sort of advanced economies, that's where the really big opportunity lies, and where Winnow focuses in on is the consumer-facing businesses side of things.
Okay, so that's principally in the big kitchen, is it?
Yeah. In large hospitality businesses, also we are beginning to look at sort of other areas. If you look at some supermarkets, they'll have large buffets or sort of counter offers that they will have. The bigger the kitchen, you know, typically because there is a efficiency level percentage, the more food ends up being wasted and the bigger the cash opportunity is to solve it.
So what is the Winnow solution and how does artificial intelligence play a part in it?
So I think the first thing in kitchens to understand is that there's a lot of food that's wasted and there's really poor ways to actually measure, understand, and then analyze what's being wasted to then prevent it from occurring. You've got tens of people, many, many different people with different roles deciding how much food is produced, producing that food, sort of putting food out. And it's an operation where really data can yield a lot of value. Where Winnow comes in is we provide, first of all, the analytics around what was it wasted, what was wasted, where it came from, and sort of often the root cause of that waste. We then take that information and we feed that back into the culinary team to be able to help them understand what they can do better, to be able to improve their operations, and ultimately cut food waste in half. Generally, we find that our clients using Winnow can save anywhere between 2% to 8% of what they spend on food adopting the technology. Now, artificial intelligence for us is something that since the founding of the company, we've always aspired to drive. But most recently, we've been able to really make that a reality with our new technology called Winnow Vision. And what we use with this is we use computer vision, which is the artificial intelligence science of teaching computers to see effectively, and train computer vision networks to be able to identify automatically what's being thrown away. Meaning that the staff over time need to spend less and less time helping the system understand what's being wasted so that then they can focus their time on actually driving the reductions and really making the meaningful changes in their business tool to help that occur.
So in a large catering kitchen, is it then food that's coming back on customers' plates or is it just not being used in the kitchen?
So Winnow is most applicable in any large food operation, typically where food is made in advance. And what we find in these operations, given our data, is that 75% of the food that's thrown away actually happens before it gets to a plate. And when having conversations with chefs about this, this is probably one of the first things or the myths that we need to debunk with them is that the biggest problem is that sort of guests put too much food onto their plates to help them recognize that actually 75% of the opportunity is actually within their own direct control to be able to make that occur. And when implementing Winnow to track that data, the insights that tend to come out of it is that they're able to make better production planning decisions. They will, for example, do better menu re-engineering of kind of looking at that offer around what goes out when, and cook food in a more timely manner closer to when it's actually going to be consumed. And I guess what's really exciting about that for us is that we've been able to demonstrate, you know, in well over 1,000 kitchens in many countries around the world that when you actually reduce food waste and you can cut that food waste in half, that doesn't mean that you're going to sacrifice on the quality of offer, right? Because if you're pre-preparing food for when people are going to come in, one of the common concerns is, well, what if I run out? And I think kitchens actually have a lot more operational flexibility than they give themselves credit for. And so monitoring what's being wasted gets people to prepare food, the right food, more at the right time. That food is fresher. And then the other thing is that when they actually do reduce food waste, many times that frees up money that can be spent either buying higher quality product or reinvested into delighting customers in other ways beyond just driving it to the bottom line.
So how important is the artificial intelligence as part of the Winnow solution?
So we built a business for the first 4 years that we were in operation without artificial intelligence because the state of the art, frankly, wasn't there to be able to make it happen. We demonstrated to a number of clients that if you had a simple system where when you threw food away, the staff had to identify on a touchscreen interface what it was that they were being wasting. To then solve that problem, we built business cases with IKEA, with Costa, the Italian division of Carnival Cruise Lines, with Compass Group, with Accor Hotels, with many others. But we're really just starting to scratch the surface on how you solve this problem. And when we spoke to both our existing customers and we spoke to prospective customers, their biggest challenge was we get the value in the data. We don't know how accurate staff are going to be in entering that data. And we're a bit concerned about adding any time constraints into an already busy kitchen. And so artificial intelligence allows us to address those concerns head on. And in doing so, what we can do is when our customers now go live, we can, first of all, we can ensure them data quality. And that both helps make our business case more robust and builds trust in us as an organization. And as the AI begins to take over, we then reduce any time that's needed to be able to record that. And we can truly point at then not just the cost savings, but also the labor savings of not cooking the food that otherwise would have been wasted. And removing those barriers, for me, is critical if we're going to drive change at the scale that we want to drive it, right? Our customers today are saving about $35 million a year in food costs. That's sort of the one metric that we care about. And it's our ambition over the next 5 years or so to drive that up to $1 billion a year in savings for the industry. And I fundamentally believe the only way that we're going to hit that number is if we make this process as automatic as possible, reduce any barriers for adoption, because the business case is clear. The question is really, how do we build the momentum and the appetite for the entire industry to say this is a problem that we want to solve as a priority?
And does the use of AI also widen the market applicability of the solution?
For Winnow, you know, the capabilities we've built in-house to be able to build Winnow Vision and the data that we're collecting, we are looking to use as a platform for future product opportunities. We are talking to our customers about how we leverage that data. We are talking to the users of our products to think about how we can use it to add more value. We've got a lot of exciting ideas. Unfortunately, I can't talk about our product roadmap on record, but just to say that, you know, there's huge excitement about what it can bring. I'm really proud of what we've been able to achieve over the past 2 to 3 years building this technology and making it a reality.
Great. And what do you think the business can achieve over the next few years?
So for us, it's really about replicating what we do in more and more markets, right? If you look at the big companies that have signed up for food waste prevention targets, you've got IKEA having leadership with their Food is Precious initiative, saying that they're going to cut food waste in half. You've got Costa Crociere, who have signed up with their For Good Food initiative, saying, how do we cut food waste in half, and setting a target to do that by 2020. Accor Hotels has set a target to reduce food waste by 30%, and kind of the list goes on. And the reality is kind of as you have this cohort of leading organizations set the ambition to cut food waste, which is in line with the Sustainable Development Goals, then you're going to need solutions that help them actually achieve these goals. And there is a huge opportunity we have to be the trusted supplier to help them actually solve these problems. So I would say that's sort of horizon one for us, is just do more of what we're doing today. I can point to countless case studies of our technology delivering value in staff restaurants, in universities, in defense bases, in hotels, cruise lines, casinos, kind of you name it. And we see a big opportunity out there. We estimate actually that in the hospitality industry, the issue of food waste, just in the cost of food, is a $100 billion problem. We then look beyond that and we say, are there other opportunities out there that we should be going after that are a lot like these hospitality businesses? And as you can imagine, that's looking at other consumer-facing businesses like supermarkets. It's also looking upstream for that. We did experiment at one point in time with Sainsbury's to put Winnow into homes. And we found that actually if you provide this data, you can actually cut the amount of food waste in, I think it was a sample of about 15 homes, by over 50% as well. And one of the homes and one of the mothers that we were working with at that time said it felt like she was getting an extra bonus in her paycheck, and that she took the kids to a theme park and it felt like it was awarded free of charge just by throwing away less food. Now, I'm not sure. I see a huge potential in that. I'm not convinced yet that sort of Winnow should be the company to both service enterprise businesses like IKEA and Carnival and Accor Hotels and an Intercontinental Hotel Group, as well as also serving consumers. But do I believe that there is a world where the bins that we have need to be a lot smarter to allow us to have the data around what's being wasted so that we can make smarter decisions? I absolutely see that future becoming a reality at some point in the next 15, 20 years. And I hope Winnow brings it and makes it happen a whole lot faster than that.
Thank you, Mark. It sounds like Winnow's used the AI in a really smart way to develop a very compelling solution. But over and above what Winnow can offer, what else is needed to get food waste on the broad strategic agenda of the wider public?
I think there's a role for really three key players here. One is the companies that are leading the way need to continue to develop robust business cases and share the success they're having so that they can bring a cohort of other industry players that are still on the sideline to actually make a change. And you're seeing some of that happen already in the UK and the UAE, and governments kind of helping to support that. So businesses have a role to share success because really this is all for the common good. The second area is the third sector or NGOs, helping to raise awareness of the issue, helping to keep it on top of the mind for public, doing things like highlighting the business case does a lot to be able to help there. And then third, there's government. And I'm never a person that wants to subscribe or sort of prescribe lots of policy, particularly where the business case is clear. But the concern that I fundamentally have as a father of a four-year-old daughter, is that while the technology and the know-how of how we do the things that are going to prevent, you know, the most egregious issues of global warming, I do not have, and I know we know how to do it, I do not have the confidence that we as society yet have the will to make it happen quickly enough. And so whatever that is, how do you incentivize? How do you encourage? How do you get business to raise these issues that are so critical to our food system, to the climate, to make them a priority to address them so that they can just replicate what else is working? That's one of the things that I think is really needed to help start to unlock this at scale.
Okay, that's a really important thought for us all to take away. Thanks very much for your time, Mark.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Ian Nolan and Mark Zorns on opportunities arising from the intersection of artificial intelligence and the circular economy. I'm your host, Jamie Butterworth. As always, you can find more information at circularitycapital.com or get in touch with us at info@circularitycapital.com. For more information on Winnow, head to winnowsolutions.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.